Al Shabbos. So Gemara says, Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Chas v'sholom shevav kiv ikvon. It's not mistavrim kiv kept them back. In other words, since the halach is that you're allowed to let them go, so you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, hezicha na mistavrim to say Rabbi Kiv held them back. Elu was a different story altogether. Shezifar, Rosh Hashal Gedder, that's the name of this person, Rashi Kach Shemoy, he was the head of some, he was in chief there, is ikvon, he held these eidim back. He was the chief in charge there in Lud, and he told these eidim, you want to be mechal Shabbos, go to Bez Nagoda, nothing doing, you're not allowed to. Fisholach Rabbi Gamliel, and Gamliel sent back messengers and told them, Faridu Migabuse, they took this person, Zephyr, off his position, because he did the wrong halacha. The halacha is, like it says in the Mishnah, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, whether you see the moon easily, clearly or not, whether there's 100 eidim or not, you saw the moon last night, you have the right to be mechal Shabbos to go to Bez Din. Because you can never tell, maybe Bez Din will punk use your eidim. Eidim. Therefore, you're allowed to go. So it's the Mishnah now. Av u'benoi, shero es ha-chodesh. Let's say your father and his son both saw the new moon last night. Is yelchu, they both have a right to go to Bez Din. Stand up even be mechal Shabbos also. Why? Loi sher mitzarfen zem zeh. Not that the pshat is they both can say eidim together. Because they're craven. A father and son can't say eidim together. They're absolutely eidim. They're craven. It just means to say, Elo. Shem yifsal echad mehem, yitzarf hasheni. Let's say during the drishas of Akiris, Bezdin finds out one of them is puzzled, that one of them can't be used for eidim. You should know then you can use the other one. So there's a purpose for both of them to go to Bezdin. Is yitzarf hasheni yimacher? If they find for some reason the father is puzzled, then they'll be able to use the son with another aid. That's what the Tanakhama holds. But a father and a son is possible to say Eidus HaChodesh, even for Kiddush HaChodesh, you have to have two kosher Eidim. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, no. Avu Benoi, V'chol HaKroivim, K'sherim Le'Eidus HaChodesh. You should know even K'roivim, a father and a son, two brothers, they're allowed to come to Bezdin and say Eidus on the Kiddush HaChodesh. The Kiddush HaChodesh, even Sulim, are also kosher, even K'roivim. And Omer Rabbi Yezhi Gershi says like this, Maise B'Tuvia Reifer. Once happened a story with the Reifer, the Dr. Tuvia. He who ubnei v'yavdoi mishuchar. His doctor Tuvia with his son and with his Eved Kanani that he freed, an Eved Kanani mishuchar, he freed the Eved Kanani. All three of them together saw the new moon last night, and the all three went to Bez Din Agadol. The kiblu akanim oisay v'yestenoi. The kanim were makablek of Shimon Shita that a father and a son could say edus for kiddush hakodesh of the apostle Avdoi. The Rebbe they said no, him we don't use. An Eved, since he's an Eved, he's less citizen, he's not a Meyuchasic person. A person that's not Meyuchas, him we don't use for Eidus HaChodesh. Even though Kreidim you're allowed to use, but you have to be Meyuchas. An Eved, not Meyuchas, you can't use him for Kiddush HaChodesh. That was the Mismaitzah. Now, Geshebol of Nei Bezdin, when they went in front of the Bezdin, was the opposite story. Kiblu Oisev Yesavdoi, they held the opposite. That the father and an Eved, since the Eved was Meshuchar, he's like a Jew now, he's allowed to be a good aid. And therefore, they're not Kravim, the father and the Eved. So those two were kosher Eidim. The Bezdin held at the Tanakhama, that a father and a son can't say Eidim together. The Loch is even by Kiddush HaChodesh, Kravim Absulim. So that's the Machlekes, Tanakhama and Reb Shimon, that's the Machlekes here also, exactly what happened. Did they receive the father and the son like Reb Shimon learns? And only the Eved, because he's not a Meyuchasic person, we don't take. Or else the other way. Even though the Eved is not Meyuchas, so what? You could take him for Eidus. Just a father and a son, as Tanakhama learns, since they're craven, you can't use them for Eidus HaChodesh. That's the Machlokes. So the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Levi. My time with Rabbi Shimon. What's Rabbi Shimon's time? How come for Kiddush HaChodesh, you're allowed to use a father and a son? By all Eidus HaTorah, this craven is possible. A father and a son are possible to say Eidus together. How come to Bezdin to say they both saw the moon last night, they were allowed to say Eidus? So the Gemara says, the Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Vayoymer Hashem HaMoshe, V'yel Aaron, V'yeretz Mitzrayim Lemer, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. So the Kodesh Baruch was talking to two brothers, to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKoyin, to the two brothers. And he said, you too, you could be the Kodesh HaChodesh. He says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. What does that mean, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem? What do you mean, the Chodesh is to you? That means, Eidizu, take Sherebachem. This Eidus that you have to come in front of Bezdin to say you saw the new moon last night, even you, Moshe V'Yaron, could do it. Even though for other Eidim, Moshe V'Yaron is possible. Even though the Chura and Svara are the biggest people to be believed is Moshe V'Yaron, the Torah says no, it's Xeris HaKosiv. Kravim Apostle. The Torah says two Kravim, even two brothers like Moshe V'Yaron, we can't believe them. It's Xeris HaKosiv.
That's for the other Eidus. But by the Eidus, a Kiddush and Chodesh, Reb Shimon Dash in this pasuk to say the Torah said even Moshe V'Aaron, even Kerovim is kosher for the Eidus of Kiddush and Chodesh. For Rabbanan, what does the Tanakhama of our Mishnah do? That they say no, a father and son cannot say Eidus. The pasuk says Moshe V'Aaron could. For Rabbanan, Eidus zu teimesur lachem. That's all it just means. It just means this Eidus should be given over to you, and that you should receive the Eidim. In other words, make sure, like Rashi says, teimesur lachem. Lechashuv yador ani moiser sheyikablu edus yikachu achodesh blei laach shekreven bo. Pasuk is not saying that Moshe V'Aaron could be edim. It just means you should have a choshev bezdin like you, Moshe V'Aaron. The people in the bezdin should be choshev, and then when two kosher edim come in front of the bezdin, then the bezdin will send the kudosh achodesh. So the pasuk is just saying what type of a bezdin do you have to have? You have to have a choshev bezdin like Moshe V'Aaron, chashuvim. But can they themselves be edim? That's not what the pasuk is talking about. The pasuk is not talking about the edus of the Kiddush HaKodesh. The edus that the Kam holds, it has to be kosher edus like Kol HaTorah Kula.
All right, turn over.
Omer Rabbi Yossi. Now the Mishnah says Rabbi Yossi said Ma'aseh B'Tuvia Roisa. The Ma'aseh with the doctor Tuvia, exactly what happened with him, his son, and his Zebed. Omer Rav Chonin Bar Rovom. Hilchos like Reb Shimon. The law is like Reb Shimon. They want a father and his son is kosher the Kiddush HaChodesh. Even though they crave him, the pasuk says that Moshe V'Aaron is also kosher. Omalei Rafun Rav Chonin Bar Rava. So Rafun said back to Rav Chonin Bar Rava that Reb Yossi Umaisa V'Yata Mata Hilchos like Reb Shimon. And the Mishnah said a Maisa what Reb Yossi said. And he brought a Maisa to it also. Reb Yossi said a Maisa that when he went in front of the Bezdin, they accepted the Yevid, but they did not accept the father and the son. That's what Bezdin did. So B'Zoi, according to the Bezdin here, you see a father and a son is possible. So B'Zoi, how could you pass on Reb Shimon, the Chulf and the Mishnah, since Reb Yossi brought a Maisa down, a Maisa is always a lach, is the way a story, the way a Maisa happened. But since the Maisa was that the Bezdin did not accept the father and the son, the Chulf and the lach should be not like Reb Shimon. So how could you say a lach like Reb Shimon? Or Maloi, so Rav Chonon answered back like this. Vazim then it once happened, Sagiyan, I was Amrisa's kind of the Rav. I was once talking in front of Rav and told him, Hilchos like Reb Shimon. I once told Rav Yishno that Loch is like Reb Shimon, that for the Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh, you're allowed to use two Kroizim. And Rav didn't say anything back to me. So it's mashma that Rav is also masking to what I said, that the Loch is like Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon says in our Mishnah Lechura, that Kroizim HaKosha. So that's why I say Kroizim HaKosha. So he said back to Rav Chonin to back to Huna. Hey Chitonis, let me hear. How did you say the Machlekes in the Mishnah to Rav? Like true, you said a lot of Reb Shimon. But how did you tell Rav? What did you say Reb Shimon holds? Omalei, so he said, Enechnam, you're right. Ipcha, I told Rav just the opposite. I told Rav that Reb Shimon holds the apostle. And the Tanakam holds his kosher. And I said a lot like Reb Shimon. So very good, Mazel Tov. You know why Rav agreed to you? Because you said a lot of Reb Shimon. But you told Rav, you know what Reb Shimon holds. Reb Shimon holds that phrase my apostle. So if you told over to Rav the opposite of our Mishnah, that you said Reb Shimon holds the Edom craves my apostle, it's very good why Rav agreed to you. Because that's Talochim. Talochim is that craves my type of Sulim. But when we have it in our Mishnah that Reb Shimon is the one that says that Kravim Aksherim, then you shouldn't pass like Reb Shimon in our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah brought down a mice with Reb Yossi that says the opposite, that craves my apostle. So like it says, Omele Ipcha, I told Rav opposite. So Omele Yochanan said back to him, Mishamach Liyom L'chav L'midi. That's why Rav didn't say anything to you. Because you told him that Reb Shimon holds its Osir, Savada, we pass him like that. Omele Zadamar now, Oma Tovi Brei Demori. Oma Tovi Brei Demori Tovi. That Oma Ma Ukva, Oma Shmuel, Hilchos Reb Shimon. You should now know, or some have the gears to ain't Hilchos Reb Shimon. That day, Shalhai Gersiv, I see, can't tell. One luck was Hilchos Reb Shimon. Even so, still you should know the luck is like Reb Shimon.
What's Rashi goes? Rashi doesn't say. Okay, Mr. Hilchos Reb Shimon, yes, the hand is Reb Shimon here.
But first, you see, Mash the Chulat, the gift from the side should be. Luck should be, ain't a luck Reb Shimon. But that's what we're saying right now. Since the Mishnah says a Maisa, with Reb Yasin, and they're right from, so that should be the luck. Luck should be a Taka Kroivim, Taka Apostle. That's where we hold the luck. That a father and a son is not allowed to come to Bezin together to say Kiddush HaChodesh. We all talk about the Tanakhama. But the Pasuk does not say Moshe V'Aaron could say Eidus. The
The boss is just saying, Moshe V'Yaron, Pesdin should be like you. Right. Eilu Ein Apsulim. These are Eidim that Apostle with Rabbonim to say Eidus. With Rabbonim the Apostle. Eilu Ein Apsulim. Hamasachet Yikil Bekuvia. Somebody that plays dice, like playing cards. So Rashi learns, Chatich Shel Eitzim was like dice, pieces of wood. Shemasachim B'Yorvim. Used to put down money and debt. They could throw the dice the right way. So Yom Rabbonim, Rabbonim said, Asmach L'Kanya. That means, with Rabbonim, it's called the Maisik Zeilu here. Because when a person puts down the money in the pot, we say, a person really only puts down the money because he thinks he's going to win. He doesn't think he's going to lose. So in the time he loses, that you take his money is called Midrabbonin Zela. Because the guy really doesn't mean to give it to you. That's called Midrabbonin Asmachta Lekanya. Rehen Gazlonim Midrabbonin. Midrabbonin he called a Gazlin. The Midiraisa Eina Kori Gazlin Elo HaChotiv Miyadish. Midiraisa, what's called a Gazlin you're stealing? You have to do a mice of taking, grabbing away something from somebody else. Here, I'm not grabbing it away. The guy gave the money to me. So it's only Gzela Midrabbonin. Because Midiraisa Gazla means I go and grab away money from you. So you're playing gambling. It's not called on grabbing for you. There's no Psul Midiraisa. It's only called the Gazla Midrabbonin. Vaito Moli Bridis. People that lend money and they charge interest. So they're also Psul Midrabbonin. So Rosh is also Lav Gazla Midiraisa. You're not a Gazla Midiraisa. Lenisle Mishum Al Tosha Fei Chomis. That's what the terrorist says. Somebody that the mama steals money, he's the Psul Midiraisa. But here, when you lend money and take back interest, it's not called the interest, you're stealing it. Because the person gives it to you by his own free will, he gives you the interest. Therefore, it's not called the Maisik Zela, but I call upon him with the Rabbanim, though you're possibly Yedis. Or Mafrichim Yoinim, the same thing, you bet money. If the birds, who could fly better, it's the same thing as gambling. The Soichre Shris, people that have fruits that grew during Shemitah, and they do business with it, that the terrorist says you're not allowed to do business with terrorist Shris. So we see, since these people are doing Averis with money, they're not so medactic in money, so the Rabbanim were afraid maybe they'll lie about money. Yes, the Rabbanim said he can't trust his people with the raiders. The Yavodim, the same thing, slaves also. In Eved Kenani, he's also apostle. We're afraid maybe you'll lie. Ze'akar, this is the crowd the Mishnah says. Kol Eidah she'enu ishe k'sheru lo, af hein einim k'sheru lo. Any Eidah that an ishe is not kosher for, these psulim are also not kosher for. But there are certain Eidah that the Rabbanim said he could leave an ishe. Midiraisa and Isha can't be an aid. Midiraisa and aid has to be a man, not a lady. But Midirabbanan, though, there are certain cases that the Rabbanan believe Aedis Isha. So when the Rabbanan said he could believe in Aedis Isha, the Rabbanan also said he could believe these Tulum also. These people are only possible with the Rabbanan. So since the Rabbanan will make us believe in Isha, who are then you allowed to trust these people also? But Aedis that an Isha is not kosher for, in such a case, these Aedim are possible to be believed Midirabbanan. Gemara says, for Isha Ksherilah, I think Sharon law, but Mashma is such an Aedis. Like the question is, if a husband died, we want to know that a husband died. So Rabbanan believes in Isha to say, yes, we treat it to Aedis that the husband died, so the wife is allowed to get married. So Rabbanan will make her, since it's a Nusa David Laguya, the Rabbanan will make her of Isha is allowed to be believed to say that somebody's husband died. So when she's believed, who are then these Tulum are also Neman? Rav Ashi says, they Samaris. From here we learn out that Gazlan the Devrayim. Anytime a person is only over the Yisra Gezim of the Rabbanin, Ksherim Le'edis Isha. If you want to say an Eidus, that an Isha is Neman boy, who are then these people are also Neman boy? You're just saying over the same thing. Rashi says, For Isha Ksherilo, Kegoyin Lehoyid Al Misa Sodim. If an Isha wants the Eidus, she knows the man died. La'asiyah Fishter, in order to tell the wife she's allowed to get married, or else the Al-Fetish in its mask, the Sira, Shle Fishter. In the case you have a Sleiter, that we know they had Yichud together, we don't know if they had Bia or not, and an Isha comes and says, yes, they had Bia, we believe her. So in such a case, Eidus Isha, Latiru Le'Nosei. Now, Vadavka Gazlan the Devrayim is kosher. Avla Gazlan Diraisa, the Chotz of Lava Fahesia, Le'achshiru Chom Le'Eidus Isha. But a Gazlan that steals Midiraisa, he's worse off. Rabbanan said he can't trust him at all. Even for Eidus Isha, you can't trust him. But people that are only possible with the Rabbanan, if the Eidus are such an Eidus, that an Isha is Neman, these people are also trusted. Rabbanan believed them also. Baita. Misha Roa Sachodish. Somebody saw the Levona. He saw the moon last night. It's Friday night. V'yena Yochol Halach. And the guy can't walk. He has foot problems. He got a foot. He can't walk. Is Malich Anoyt Al HaChamor. We're allowed to put him on his chamor, his donkey, Friday night and let him start traveling to go to Yishlayim to the Bezdin. I'll feel the meat. If he doesn't have a donkey or he can't go on a donkey, you're allowed to carry him on a bed. Put him on a bed and give him service, carry him to Yerushalayim. The Insider, let's say on the way there are people there that may beat you up. There are ganovim there. So, lamb, like him, be yodim akolos. You'll have to take along your sticks with you.
take your gun, your knife, take with you to protect yourself. If you ask your lad to carry along your gun with you, go into Yerushalayim. Let's say there was a faraway road, and you ask the mom is traveling now for 20 hours to get to Yerushalayim. So, Leishim Biyodim Mizaynus. You let her take food with you. Take your children with you. You let her take food with you. Shamahalech Laila V'yoyim Echal Mechal Shabbos. For the purpose of walking Friday night and Shabbos, you let her be Mechal Shabbos. If you can't go without your children, you let her take your children with you. You won't make it otherwise. You let her be Mechal Shabbos to go to Yerushalayim. V'yoytin Liyedis HaKodesh. And you let her be Mechal Shabbos now to go to Bez Nagodol to tell them you saw the Levon last night. And now, like we have before, the pasuk says, "Ela Moyadi Hashem Ashetik Roisim B'Mayadim." As an Indian to grow Roisim B'Mayadim, you have to call out Bezin, has to call out today is Rosh Chodesh, and it means to do it B'Mayadi at the right time. So, by you coming to Bezin, you'll see Edus. Bezin will be able to say it. Bezmanoi, midirayis yilad abimichal Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah says. Hadron Alecho Abor Rosh Hashanah. This is the first parak. So, the Mishnah. Imeino Makirin Oisai. If when you want to send Edim now from Bnei Brak, Edim and Bnei Brak towards Levona, they want to go to Yerushalayim. So Imeinu Matirin Oisai, if the Bezin Yerushalayim is not going to recognize these two people coming from Bnei Brak, the loch is Meshalchen Imoi Achar Laidoi. You have to send another person to say Edim to the Bezin Agodon that this Edim is a kosher Edim. In other words, there's a shaila not to believe Edim. Why? Because Rishoyin Oyim Makablan Edim Sachodish Mikol Adam. At the beginning, the Bezin Nagodol, any Jew that came to the Bezin Nagodol and said, we saw the Levon last night, Bezin trusted you. They didn't look into Yichus, even if they didn't know who you were, they trusted them. Other Mishakilkulu Abay Susim, these are Tzedukim, the people don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, they were like a Shoyim, they made a Kilkul. They came to Bezin and said, we saw the moon last night, and really they didn't see it. So now Bezin can't trust anybody. It's a Skilu that made a Nutakonon, Shloyim Mekablin Elamin Amakirim. We'll only accept the Edis if we know who they are. And if we don't know who they are, we have to have two Edim coming to us and telling us that these two Edim that saw the moon are kosher Edim. So therefore, the ratio of the Mishnah again, Rashi says, Emein Makirin Oisai, Emein Bezin Makirin Asaid, Em Neman Bekoshru. If the Bezin Agodla is not going to know who this Said is, is Meshalchen Bezin Shavirai. So Melo, the Bezin of Bnei Brak, they know that they have two Edim now going through Yerushalayim. And the Bezin of Bnei Brak knows that the Edim that Yerushalayim, they don't know these two Edim. They said they saw the moon last night. So the Bezin of Bnei Brak sends along with these two Edim another pair of Edim to tell the Bezin Agodol these people are kosher Edim, and then we'll believe them when they say Kiddush HaChodesh. Acharim Moed, Lohayed Olav Lefnei Bezin Agodol. So the Mishnah is, you only send one person to say Edim that these two Edim are kosher. That's the Gemara Kasha. My Acher, what does it mean you send one person with them? For the Gemara Chad, if it means only one person, for the Gemara of Chad mean Hemen. Do you believe one person to say that two Edim are kosher? For a time you will learn. Maise Shebohu, the Edim Vimoy Lohoyedolov. A Maise's Edim.